Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Your Subconscious with your host, Jennifer Schluter, that is me, and a very special guest today, who is Heather Allison. She is a sacred feminine soul and shamanic guide for thought leaders, lovers, and mystics. And when you follow Heather's content, you will really get a different feel than from almost any other person in online space. So I really encourage you to go check out her content. It's very much channeled. It comes very much from source. And it doesn't really talk a lot about money, about strategy or whatever. It all talks a lot about the feminine, golden goddess, and really things that she has channeled from source. And you can really, really feel that. So I really, really encourage you to go follow her content. And I met Heather because she was one of the students in my spiritual hypnosis training. And ever since then, I've been following her and I'm just so amazed at what she does. That's why I wanted to have her on here and talk with her about all things feminine and masculine, and also talk about how this predominantly masculine world came about. She mentioned the theory, which I found really, really interesting, and so much more. So let's just get into the conversation right now. Enjoy.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mind Your Subconscious podcast. Today, I have a beautiful guest, Heather Allison. And Heather, go ahead and introduce yourself for the people who don't know you.
Hi, I'm Heather Allison. I am a sacred feminine soul and shamanic guide for women. So I guide really, really beautiful mystery school experiences for women who just know that they're meant for more than this world has, like this linear kind of rational world has shown them, and that there's a lot more magic and beauty and miracles and meaning and powerful soul calling that they have in store for them. And often they come to me because they're not kind of sure what kind of invisible blocks are in the way between them and what they can feel calling them. And I help them move those invisible blocks and come into their soul calling and into their soul's destiny, if you will, and co-create with the mysteries and co-create miracles. And it's really magical.
Beautiful. And how did you find out that this works? What was your own journey?
My own journey was kind of a stumbling into this for the most part, meaning I didn't have my spiritual awakening until I was 40. And I had been through the ringer in relationships, insofar as like had a really, really, really damaging and toxic marriage. And then a handful of other relationships that some of them were really beautiful, but ultimately they just weren't the right thing. Jobs were just kind of jobs, you know, and I thought maybe I just didn't have kind of like a career purpose in this lifetime. And I like all of these almosts, you know, like all of these almost right. And even my spiritual journey, my mystical journey, I kind of felt like there was something there and I just didn't know how to access it. And I didn't know how to activate it. And I kind of had that, I always talk about it like the Harry Potter thing where I'm like, I kind of wished somebody would come along and tell me I was intuitive. I mean, that is kind of what happened. I stumbled into, the divine feminine work and really just looking for a way to heal my love life and figure out, like, can I swear on here, by the way?
Oh, hell yeah. Because okay. That's
I just was trying to figure out like what the fuck I was getting wrong and like how to fix my love life and, you know, call in the right kind of like lovers, the right kind of partners. And I found the feminine, I found like feminine energy and things kind of started, there was this really deep recognition in me about it, like where not in a logical sense, but in a, oh, there's something about that. And I just needed to know more about it. And it started having shifts in my life. And I hauled off and I invested in a coach training program about feminine energetics for love life, for your like relationship, love relationships. And I didn't think I was going to be a coach. It was just, I just wanted all the information because I was like, that seems like the fastest route. Just hand me all the information that way. But I got laid off from my job the day before training started. And I was like, oh, okay. So, and then I, you know, hung out my little shingle as a as a coach. And about 6 months later, I ended up having an incredible and really profound spiritual awakening, which I do credit to my having started to embody more of the feminine, because she is our access to that kind of knowing, that kind of channel, that kind of being a vessel for magic and for higher consciousness and all of that. So, and it really has just kind of evolved from there. And most of the work I teach now is channeled, and I'm profoundly guided by my soul in the work that I do. And when I'm fighting her, when I'm having human tantrums, I hear about it and I get really stuck and things stop working. And I have to kind of come back after a little bit of a tantrum and come back and listen again.
And that's what I feel like with you, because whenever I read stuff from you, it is so different. You can really feel that you are somebody who embodies their work. You embody the feminine, you embody the channeling, you embody all of that. And you are really, you care. And, you know, you don't talk about money a lot or numbers a lot or just like the masculine, and you don't do the scarcity marketing and all of that, what other people do. So I really enjoy reading your content. And that's also why I brought you on here, because I want you to share this with people. I want you to share with people how it works for you when you don't talk about all the stuff, when you're not, you know, engaging in all the stuff, but when you really find what's inside of you, what your soul is saying, what you can channel, how you can be in your feminine and receive all these miracles.
Yeah, I love that you're touching on that, because that's one of the really big things that I'm a really strong stand for. Is, I mean, all of the work that I do really kind of can be boiled down into kind of like the sacred ways, like returning to the sacred ways. And in my experience and what I've received around this, you know, not only are we so over masculinized in this world, and so far as like the world for thousands of years has really valued and prioritized masculine energetics. And just in case anybody in your audience, excuse me, shaman burps. No, I don't, in case anybody doesn't really know kind of what, like, isn't as familiar with feminine and masculine, it's not men and women. It really is like all of us have these, I call them the prima archetypes within us. We all have the, it's like, I also liken it to kind of like blood and bone. Like, you gotta have both of them in order to have a functioning body, right? A body that's gonna like carry you and support life. And it's the same way with these archetypes. And so it's not that it's, we're talking just about women. It's just that this entire world has valued and prioritized the masculine values, the masculine energetics over the feminine for, yeah, like I said, for thousands of years. So we've ended up kind of like skewed way out of alignment. And for me, that's why everything kind of feels clunky and stuck or harder, or we get burnt out, or we, you know, like all of the things. And so not only is it important to kind of bringing back in the feminine and back to that sacred way of their union, of them being in balance, the work as I received it is really about coming into what I call the archetypal trinity, which is the sacred feminine, the sacred masculine, and then the creator archetype, or the primordial feminine, as I call her as well. It's not, again, to kind of bring us into the purity of who we really, really, really are, like our blueprint, if you will, as souls and bodies, and kind of coming back into like an existential truth of who we are and how we're meant to operate. And for me, and what I've seen in my clients and my own experience, is like when we're operating in that, then we're really operating on the same frequency as miracle. We're walking the path of miracles as well. And that's when all the fun magic stuff starts happening and the downloads happen that start blowing our minds. But one of the things that I found, and I do teach courses in like the business aspect, is that any form of poking on people's scarcity or fear or pressure, even to decide to hire you, or like, you know, I mean, God, it gets so, there's so many little nuances, but even in certain languaging around, you know, like there's only this much of time left to buy, or, you know, only have this much, you know, and it just like, you can feel it like activate you a bit, or like, don't miss out. You don't want to miss this one, and da da da, and all of these things that really activate our nervous systems and our root chakras and our, you know, our ability to actually be in real alignment and resonance with our choices. And so even like a slight tweak in, you know, you still have a couple more days, or like there's still an opportunity here, or there's still a few more seats available if you want one. And like, that's so permissive, you know, and that really is allowing for people to tap into their power when they're making purchasing choices, which is what you want really when you're, at least if you're a coach or somebody in the service industry, right, where you actually want them, you want to help them heal. So if you're injuring them on the way in, it's not really aligned with the work that you're offering the world. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. And what you were speaking about earlier about the feminine and the masculine, you can see that in our world now, with all the wars, everything that's going on, and all the masculine marketing and all the wounding. And I saw a TikTok video that really puts this into such great perspective. Somebody was saying that in the US, imagine if they would start drafting women into war. Every woman commented, I'm going to be on my period. I'm going to get an excuse. Or they're saying like, oh my God, this is such bullshit. Why would we even do that? So, because women are obviously more in their feminine. I found this such a great image of people are like, you know, women are connected with their feminine and men not so much. So that's what they're doing right now. They're fucking up the world. And then when you have women who are actually reasonable and who can understand that this is all bullshit, like fighting over countries and over oil or whatever it is, right? So I thought that was a really great image of where we are at right now. Yeah. And so do you also work with men, or do you just work with women?
I do. It just becomes a bit more kind of personalized as far as, I mean, it's all personalized because this work is really all about kind of bringing you into your own direct revelation, into your own power, into your own sovereignty and your own remembrance and like the way that your soul actually wants you to be doing things. It's not about, you know, bringing you into like my way of doing everything and handing you my template. But for men, my group spaces are for women and female identifying, you know, women identifying. So when I do work with men, sorry about that. When I do work with men, it has to be kind of we create a kind of a little workaround for them to get some of the content and teachings and things like that, because it's so rich and it's so such like strong transmission and like the shamanic journeying and everything that we do in there. And then we, you know, work together kind of more in a one-on-one capacity.
And how do you
but
feel
it's
like
so interesting, because the work ends up kind of being the same, because all of us are actually being asked to come back more into our feminine. And that doesn't mean like, if anybody's listening and going like, I don't want a bunch of men that seem like women. And it's not, again, it's not like a male female thing. It's, there are literally like aspects of our entire selves and our beings and our wisdom that we have lost touch with. And you're right that like, we all do have, like, women tend to hold more of the feminine energetic and men tend to hold more of the masculine energetic by design, right? But everybody has a sweet spot and everybody has a ratio, but everybody needs more of her. Like, everybody needs more of her. Because then the only way we can have our sacred masculine come online is if our feminine is actually present.
And do you know how this came about historically, when this started and how this came about in history?
You know, I don't, but like, I think there are some thoughts around that there. You know, when, well, one of the really intriguing theories is that it was when we became more of a written history kind of people, where, you know, because if you even think about like a verbal, a storytelling, all of that is very much like a feminine energetic way of communication, where it's like metaphor and story and there's feeling and you're listening and receiving information in different senses than you are if you're just reading. Because when you imagine reading, that places not only like words in order, in a single line, right? Like that you have to kind of go in a single straight singular line of words in a specific order in order to understand it. You have to have letters in a certain order in order to understand the words that are in a certain order. Like it's hyperlinear. And you can't, you know, you can't like, you can't have the entire picture of something. You can't have the entire feeling of something like you can when you see an image. That's why the whole like, you know, a painting is worth, an image is worth 1,000 words or what have you, because there's so much information that you get, visceral, memory, sensory, like, you know, all kinds of understandings about things when you just see something or when a metaphor is spoken. Like there are all these messages kind of interwoven in it, which is, both of those are kind of, considered to be more feminine languaging, if you will. So it may have happened when we shifted into being more of kind of like a written species, if you will, a written history kind of, written communication kind of peoples.
Oh, that's an interesting theory. Okay, I haven't heard that before. That's okay. Yeah, one of them, of course. And so now talk about more how and why it is so important to teach people, like, how do you do it? And why is it so important to teach people to come into their own? Because we talked about briefly before we got on this podcast, we talked about how both of us are kind of more people that if we listen to other people a lot, like marketing coaches, other types of coaches or whatever, if we listen to them and if we don't find our own way, things will stop working for us. Yes. And I'm a big believer into teaching everyone their own magic and how to access it too, because that's what I do with my clients, with my students, with everybody too, because I don't believe in that there's one cookie cutter solution that works for everybody. So how do you do that, and why do you think it's so important?
Well, the why is just, I mean, like, it's kind of maybe a snarky question, but like, why did we even come here if it's not to, like, you know, like, it's really an existential question. It's like, why do we come here as individual beings? Like, I don't believe that we're just kind of like these, that we're intended to kind of be mindless, like, pawns kind of here to just take up space. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we have too much wisdom. We have free will. We have the option to make choices and to choose different things. And if that's the case, then we came here to be creators. And if we came here to be creators, then we came here to create something. And for me, that is what our soul came here to choose and to do. And so it really is like the difference between living into like life as an alive thing and life as machine. And it's just not how things work. We are not meant to be carbon copies of one another. We're not meant to kind of look at what somebody else is doing and go, oh, I should repeat that. And I should figure out how to repeat it perfectly. Like, that's machine, you know, like that's just productionism.
That's our school system.
What's that?
That's our school system.
Yeah. And it's like, that's just not life. It's not like you can feel even the idea of that. We know that's not life. That's not living. That's not the way it's supposed to be. When we see the cookie cutter, like houses all in a row that like all look the same, even, or everybody wearing the same thing and doing the same and walking exactly, that's creepy as shit. Like that is terrifying. Like we can feel our whole body like, right? Like there's a reason that's scary to us. Right. So like, it has to be that we're here for different ways. And if we're not allowing ourselves to really like find those ways, the only place those can come from is here, like in here, you know, or in our soul. And so how I help women do that and men is by, there's a number of things. First, it's kind of coming into the right relationship of these archetypes, right? The feminine and masculine and the creator archetype, so that we're creating this beautiful trinity where it's like our original energetic blueprint. It's really the way that we're kind of designed to be working, where they're working in harmony, not against one another and not one or the other. And, you know, and they're really kind of working together to be in creation. It's like, I use the metaphor sometimes of like, you probably could run a race, you know, and I know this is like people do, but like you could run a race with just one leg. People do, but it's probably not as enjoyable maybe, or like as effective or efficient or fast, or maybe just as like, you know, as like working with both of these archetypes at the same time, you know, instead of like only like working in the masculine. So that's the first part, is really kind of coming into our unique energetics that are like allowing us to be, like operate here how we're meant to operate, if that makes sense. Not in wound, not in forgetting, not in like againstness, like, you know, with other people or ourselves or, you know, our soul or what have you. The other is, I connect us really deeply with our soul. Like, so actually connecting to the voice of our soul and learning different ways that she speaks to us and through us, like really subtle languages that we can start picking up on and understanding and following her guidance and knowing kind of what's being said. And is that my brain or is that my soul, that kind of thing. We also do a lot of shamanic journeying here, for that like direct revelation of, you know, wisdom received, like receiving and retrieving wisdom and guidance and healing from the invisible realms or the unseen, retrieving lost soul parts, if you will, parts of us that have gone missing or that we've, you know, siphoned off for some reason, in trauma and in coping mechanism and things like that. Emotional mastery, really just like coming into like the proper workings, if you will, like the pure, like original intention of all of our technologies as multidimensional beings, so that we can hear what's right for us, feel what's right for us, move through our path in our soul calling without fear, without so much doubt, without so much like holding ourselves back and self-sabotage and all of that stuff. So really kind of creating us as creator.
And what would you say, what happens to you if you, let's say, have a bad day, or if you stop listening to that triangle that you, or the trinity that you were referring to? Like, how do you feel that? Like, when do you say, oh, okay, watch out, I'm getting out of this trinity? And what happens to you?
So, I mean, this is one of the things that I tend to, you know, like if somebody's like, how do you know if you're kind of out of alignment, or how do you know if you're, you know, if you're over masculinized and you're too much in your masculine or your whatever. And my kind of quippy response is like, are you suffering? Like, is there an aspect of you that is feeling stuck or suffering or struggling or what have you? Like, do you struggle? And because when we're the ultimate bottom line here is we're coming into harmony, right? We're coming into harmony with the aspects of ourselves, the archetypal aspects of our energetics, into harmony with our soul and what she came here for. So like harmony between human and higher, and into harmony between us, like internal and external. And so when you feel the constriction, then you know that there's a disharmony or there's a discord happening. What you do about it is just kind of come back to, well, I mean, I guess it depends, but you ultimately I actually have something that I don't know if you do show notes on your,
I can do that. Yeah.
So I have something I call the archetypal grid, which is a 4-quadrant grid that has sacred feminine and sacred masculine, and then wounded feminine and wounded masculine, and a really interesting practice. And then traits that kind of describe and that kind of give you a feel for what those look like and how those show up within us. And one of the really interesting kind of practices you can do, especially as you're starting out and exploring archetypal work, is like, if you're feeling stuck or in struggle or just constricted or off, you can look into the wounded archetypal portions and see like, what might I be kind of functioning in, to see where it might be kind of going off kilter a little bit and off the, you know, off grid, if you will. And then you can look into the sacred ones and see like, what can I try? You know, what can I practice? What can I exercise a little bit more of right now?
Perfect. Yeah, I'll definitely link to that. We'll definitely do that for sure. And what would you say, how can somebody, so you said you have exercises, right?
That's so many people can
do. So many. Okay, great. Yes. Okay, great. And you say you also, you channeled that Trinity idea, right? Mm-hmm. Would you say you live your life based on service to source Or would you say you live your life based on your human?
Oh, well, see, that's the thing is it's like it. And I think this is sometimes one of the places where kind of spiritual teachings can get us off track a little bit, is at least in my view, is when it goes either or. And like everything about the archetypal trinity especially is about the both and. And so, you know, really great metaphor I like to talk about when it comes to the archetypal trinity is it's like a bird flying, like anything flying. You have to have both wings in order to get off the ground, right? But you also have to kind of have an understanding of air and like how that works and how your wings work with air, or like, do you know what I'm saying? And so you kind of have to have this felt, like this ability to work with the air. And that's kind of the same thing we're talking about with the archetypal trinity. It's like the feminine archetype, the masculine archetype are the wings, and then the creator archetype or the primordial feminine or the mysteries in general is the air. And so it's kind of like knowing how to work with all the energetics around you. So it's internal and external energetic mastery. And so I like diverted a little bit there, but for me, the most important thing is always the both and. So it can't just be about living my life for source. You have to be paying attention to the human as well. But so many people forget about the source piece and only live for the human and the ego and the stuff that's like just here that we can see and understand already. And so it's about kind of coming back and for me, the way I talk about it is like human and soul, the soul and human, because she is, our soul is like our specific kind of facet of source that we're working with the most, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. So beautiful. I agree. And so is there anything else that you would like to share that we haven't spoken about yet that you think is really important for people to know?
You know, I think, especially when I get going and talking about some of this stuff, it can sound so big and it can sound so heady and it can sound so like esoteric. And one of the things that I always just invite people into is to just start paying more attention to the sensations in your body, and not just sensations, but like energetic and emotional sensations as well. Meaning where do you notice, like what kinds of sensations are you actually craving? You know, if you're feeling like tight and constricted, is it probably some opening that you're craving and lightness? If it's, you know, or expansion, right? If it's feeling heavy, you want some lightness and expansion. If it's, you know, fear, it's, you're probably craving and aching for some personal power, where it's like, it's not fearlessness. It's not that you feel like, I don't care about anything. It's this like, I know I'm going to be okay, or I know I can hold myself. And so basically bottom line is just kind of knowing and taking to heart that everything that you can touch on within you that you crave is found in the feminine. And so regardless of where you are, and regardless of what you've like practiced, or even if you ever understand the archetypes at all, if you have a look, especially at this archetypal grid, and just start playing with some of the energetics that you find in the sacred feminine, and to kind of open up a bit more and more and more of the feelings and the sensations and the experiences that you're desiring.
I love that. And especially that you made it sound more human, right? Because that's what we need also. We don't need things to sound just esoteric and big. We also just need things that sound like they're human. So thank you for that. And I'm also going to download that, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's in there. And I hope everyone else is too. But Heather, where can they find you? Where is it best to connect with you?
You can find me on my website is heather-allison.com, and that's two L's. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. On Instagram, I am Heather Allison. And Facebook, you can just find my personal profile, is where I'm typically the most active. It's Heather Bruce Allison on there.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And thank you so much for coming on, for sharing your wisdom, and for sharing your time and your knowledge. I appreciate you.
Love this episode of Mind Your Subconscious? Subscribe, rate, and leave a review on whichever platform you're listening. It's very much appreciated. Thank you so much.